Wiley Publishing, in association with Imagine That Studios and Binary Studios, presents.
Do a podcast?
Do you want to do a podcast, Serena?
Okay.
Okay.
Podcasting for Dummies, the companion podcast. Going above and beyond, Podcasting for Dummies, with your hosts, T. Morris and Chuck Tomasi.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Podcasting for Dummies, the companion podcast. My name is Chuck Tomasi.
And I'm T. Morris.
And we are the authors of Podcasting for Dummy, which is available in bookstores and online everywhere. We'll just get that out of the way right up front.
Yeah, why don't we do that? Oh, and folks, make sure you're picking up the third edition. Again, the third edition.
With the earbuds and the waveform.
And two names on the cover. All right. Go and listen to our previous episode. We go into why we make a big deal about that.
One thing that people love about the podcasting is the podcast community. T and I know each other through the podcasting community. I've got my house through the podcasting community. I mean, it's a wonderful.
How long have we known each other? Well over a decade.
'05 or '06
when I was first on Technorama.
It was around the Moravi time, and when you came out with the Podcasting for Dummies first edition.
I remember coming on your show, and I was like, "Oh, these guys are a stitch.
And then we threw a curveball at you.
Quite a few. Oh, wait, what do you mean a curveball? Every time I come on to Technorama, I'm like, I have to expect the curveball. I mean, I think the biggest curveball I was thrown the last time I was on the show when I was out there in Phoenix was that March thing that we did. And I was trying desperately to get in sync with everybody. Oh my God. That's the thing. The community has been probably the biggest draw for me because there were some people I'm going to promote this. I want to talk about this. For me, it was always the community aspect that kept me coming back to podcasting.
Right. For many of us, the community is a very virtual thing. I know many of my listeners, many of my viewers through emails and voicemails and comments on Facebook, interacting with them in that way. But there is another aspect to this that I want you to consider, and that is IRL, in real life meetups. This is something that can be done formally, could be done very informally, could be there's a number of us in Phoenix that are getting together on the 10th that are just going to go hang out and have some beers. And you could be a podcaster, you could be a podcast listener, you could be interested in podcasting, you could have a friend who listens in the car. I don't care. Just come on out and socialize. So the community and getting together in real life is a totally new aspect to meeting those who share a common interest. And I think it's one of the wonderful things. One of the things we did when we released the third edition of Podcasting for Dummies last year was to have a kickoff workshop. We called it PIY, Podcast It Yourself. A great time. Lots of people came out. People who have experience, people who had no experience,
people I had never heard of. And now I'm swapping likes them on Instagram and we're chatting on Twitter, and they're just extremely talented people. And that's the thing that's the thing about the social aspect of podcasting that I would like to see more of. I want to talk about first the good and the bad of the social aspect of podcasting. I mean, from a formal level. So when Chuck and I were originally starting off, there was this terrific grassroots event coming up called the Podcast and New Media Expo.
It changed names like every year, but it was something
every
like
every other year.
The
yeah.
Podcast Expo, the Podcast and Portable Media Expo.
It went through many iterations.
It was a great reunion of people.
At least the first couple ones.
Okay.
And then there became this this evolution of where it was less about content creation and more about monetizing your podcast.
Right.
And that was when I said, I'm done with this event.
Yep.
And that's something that unfortunately you see a lot happening with formal meetups, you know, whether it's marketing summits, whether it's new media events. I mean, the funny thing is, Chuck one time asked me, what did we do to piss off the people that organize these events?
Because we don't get invited anymore.
Because we never get invited to these events. We're the two guys that have written the book on podcasting, and yet these marketing summits and these different new media summits, they have never reached out to Podcasting for Dummies. And I said, Chuck, I can tell you why. We don't drop the M word.
Yep.
And he was like, mustard, mayonnaise, what? And I said, monetize.
Mommy.
Because Chuck and I have been of the, and there are other people who still adhere to, look, monetizing is nice, but that's not why you get into podcasting. It's about the content. People like CeCe Chapman, people like Dr. Pamela Gay. These are people who are longtime podcasters who have probably been thrown the M word at them, and they go, yeah, that's nice, but that's not what podcasting is. It's about content. If you don't have content, you got nothing.
Right.
Which is why I prefer going to meetups and formal events at science fiction conventions.
Interesting.
You start going to science fiction conventions, and you'll find plenty of places that have podcasting panels, and in some cases, new media tracks.
Mm-hmm.
Balticon out here on my coast happens every Memorial Day weekend. We actually have a new media track which covers podcasting, blogging, streaming, and it's people that I have grown to know, and I see, you know, once a year we all gather in Baltimore, and it's amazing how many people we get through the door that have never heard of a podcast, don't know what streaming is, and these are nerds. You would think they would have their finger on the pulse, but they show up for live recordings. They bring in the human aspect of what we do, and never have I heard the word monetize at any of these events.
Sure,
and even at other smaller science fiction conventions, I'll go on panels with people, and people are like, oh, I've done my podcast, I've done this podcast, I'm 1 year podcast, and then they get to me. And I'm like, I'm the guy that wrote Podcasting for Dummies, and I've been podcasting since 2006. And I look at all three of these people and I go, and I'm sorry, but I don't know your podcasts. I wish I did.
Yeah.
And you realize how many people are actually embracing this.
It's crazy. And that's, again, getting back to the Phoenix scene. One of the reasons I wanted to do PIY was to reinvigorate that. We have a lot of podcasters here that just don't know each other. Now, I just recently, Evo Terra came back from his stint in Thailand with his wonderful wife, Sheila D.
Right.
And they are back in the Phoenix area for family reasons. All good. Nothing.
Oh, very good. Yeah.
And he and I are brewing up some ideas to reinvigorate that. And I've been doing quarterly meetups that range anywhere from 10 to 20 people. I find a library, and I'm willing to put in some personal cash. You know, you can rent a library room that holds about 50 people for $10 an hour. Like that's pretty easy money, in my opinion, to get
a community going. And you're benefiting a library.
Exactly.
Nothing wrong with that.
It's a wonderful facility. Check in your area. It's very easy to do. I also put up some money to have a meetup.com account, and that gets a little deeper into the pockets, but still a worthwhile investment, in my opinion.
But that was what I was going to ask you. The meetup.com.
Yeah.
What exactly is that, and how does that work with arranging meetups?
Meetup.com is a site specifically about meetups. It's been around for, 8 years or so. I've known
long
about
time.
It for a while.
Yeah. Long time.
The nice thing is, if you want to attend or look for areas of interest, let's say I'm interested in a maker fair. You know, I want to play with Arduinos and 3D printers and all this kind of stuff. All I have to do is search, are there any makers or Arduino or IoT or something? Whatever your interest is, it could be dulcimer playing. Go look on there and they'll tell you. Do you want to look within 5 miles of your house, 50 miles of your house? What is your range that you're looking to go? And obviously the places with larger population are probably going to have more meetups closer by, but you can still fan out. We arrange all of our work meetups globally for ServiceNow developers on meetup.com. And I can see from one page where all of these are, whether it's in Chennai, India, or Calgary, Canada, or Phoenix, Arizona, when the next meetup is going to be in those areas. So perhaps I may be on a personal trip or a business trip and be in one of those areas at the time of that meetup. But it's if you want to post a meetup, be a host, be an organizer, then it costs a little money to get your listing up there. I think it's $90 for 6 months or something. So it's not cheap. It's not free, but it is worth it. And maybe you pass the hat around at some of these and say, hey, you know, for $5 a head, we can all keep playing this game. You know, if you want to take that avenue and you don't have the personal budget to do that, or your wife is giving you the evil eye about your hobby, I have found that the personal rewards have far outweighed the monetary rewards to date. It could be in July. We're having one in July. We're going to talk about the basics of editing audio in Audacity.
Right.
If somebody's going to get something out of that, I've already got about 20 people signed up, and I have done almost nothing to market this.
So
it's all happening because people are seeing that, and it says, hey, there's going to be a meetup. And, oh, because you're interested in this other group, you might be interested in this. So they're doing a lot of the marketing for me. On the other hand, we're talking about one in the fall that is just going to be, let's go out and find a microbrew and put back some beers and talk whatever we want. So it could be, you know, whatever the topic is that you want to do.
So really with meetups, it's not just a networking opportunity or a place where you can go and promote yourself or anything like that. In some cases, it can be a formal presentation. It can be a workshop. It can be a number of different things.
Yep. Anything you like. The benefit is humans are social creatures. And I keep forgetting that podcasting is a social media.
Yes.
I don't know why that keeps escaping my mind, because when we say social media, we always think Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, you know, these online services. Well, podcasting is a social media. I have met so many wonderful people, and then they later turn into relationships that I have with these people, whether I even meet them in person or not. I remember going to the UK on one business trip, and a guy drove 2 hours down from Birmingham to have dinner with me.
Right.
Just because he was a podcast listener. And it just blows my mind that people have that level of dedication to something that I'm doing as a lark, pretty much.
Well, I mean, that happened at Balticon. We were, not at Balticon. It was at DragonCon.
Yeah.
Now, to give you perspective, for anyone who has not attended DragonCon and is listening to this podcast, DragonCon at that time attracted an audience of 40,000. It's now double that.
Yep.
But at DragonCon, Pip and I were just walking. We were walking through that breezeway between Marriott and the Hyatt,
okay.
the Hilton. And it was really the most surreal and the funniest thing in the world. We're just chatting, just the two of us. And this woman stops in front of us, turns around and goes, "Oh my God, you're T. Morris and Pip Ballantyne.
She could hear your voice."
She could hear our voices.
That's awesome. You know, it's funny you mentioned DragonCon, T, because Craig and I have been fortunate enough to be able to do a live show of Technorama since we started attending in 2009. And even this year, it looks like we might even be doing two live shows. One, of course, with Clinton Alvord from Comedy Forecast. We combined our seemingly uncombinable shows on the podcast track, but we may be doing the topic is Trek live during the Trek track.
So that'd be fun.
Trying to say the topic is Trek in the Trek track. Even if we weren't doing that, we would still mention on either show or both shows that, hey, we'll be at DragonCon. If you'd like to meet us, here's where we're going to be. Let's share a beer, or let's sit down at a gaming table, or do whatever you want. Get to meet these people face to face, because they may have gone, "You were there? I didn't know about that." And that's the saddest thing, when you were both in the same venue at the same time and didn't get a chance to meet up. Craig was even saying that about one of our new friends from DragonCon was at Heroes Con. He said, "Well, wait, when are you there? We want to meet these people." I think Dave Slusher was saying it's funny how you can have these micro relationships with people once a year at a con for a couple of days. You never see them or never talk to them again in your life, but that's a wonderful thing to have. I love that.
And sometimes I think even more tragic is when they go, "Yeah, I knew you were at DragonCon, or I knew you were at Balticon, but I was afraid to come up and say hi."
Oh, never.
And I'm like, no, not with podcasters. No, I'll never forget. There was this one fan of our podcast and our books. And she's now become a friend of the family. But we were, she flew out to an event in, Wichita, Kansas, because that was as far west as we were going that year.
Yeah.
She flew out there and she said, I just want, you know, she was cosplaying as Eliza Braun from our books.
Oh, fun.
And, you know, we took a picture of her. We took a picture with her and, we said, well, hey, are you going to the, to the Avenue Park concert tonight? She's like, yeah. And I said, you want to come with us? Cause we knew she was by herself. And she was like, really? And I said, yeah, sure. So we're standing in line. And then one of the con organizers, we were guests of honor. One of the con organizers saw us and said, oh no, you guys have VIP seats. I was like, oh,
and she and got turned, a free upgrade.
And we turned to Christina and we said, you coming? And she's like, yes. And then as we're sitting there,
what a treat.
Oh yeah. And then after that, we were like, yeah, let's have dinner. And she was just over the moon and we were and shoot, since then she's like spent weekends at our house. We found out she's safe, you know, but I mean, but the point is that we as podcasters like that connection because it makes us realize there are people, as we've said before in this podcast and in the book, there are people on the other end of that, of the other end of that. Now, if you're super introverted and you just don't want to make that connection, then that's cool too. But at the very least, you should come and say hi. At the very least, because we will take a picture with you. We will chat with you. We'll talk to you until you feel comfortable and you're like, well, hey, I got to go or something like that. But don't ever miss an opportunity to say hi to a podcaster because it's that
connection.
That social connection really means a lot. I think other places too, where it's a great place to meet up is also at special events. There are sometimes special events like, you know, it could be a book fair. It could be a craft fair. And sometimes they'll have like, you know, panel chats and things like that. And podcasters will show up to this.
Yeah.
They'll podcast the entire day at these special events. Again, great way to not only get the word out about your podcast, but just, you know, find out if a local coffee shop wants to host an evening with your podcast. It could happen. And if it happens,
good,
even more fun, even more fun. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So in closing, Chuck, taking podcasts to the social level, how difficult do you think it is? And what should people look for, in making that happen?
It's easier than you think. And I've had social meetups that fell on their face, but I still had a wonderful time. I said, hey, we're going to meet up at this restaurant and nobody showed, but that's okay. Don't be discouraged. Keep at it. Even if it's one person shows up, they're the guest of honor. Treat them. It really is a wonderful connection. There are other times when I've been overwhelmed and go, I wish I had the time to meet everybody who was here. They were kind enough to show up. So it can take either extreme. It's not that difficult to, you know, pick a time and place. It's just like any other meeting organization. Pick a time and place, announce it to people, socialize it, whether it's on Facebook or your podcast or a number of channels to get the word out. And if people show, they show. If they don't, well, still have a wonderful time and don't be discouraged. Keep trying it again.
Absolutely. And if you've got a story about a successful meetup, or if you've got a story about how you met other podcasters, or if you've got a question about us in organizing your own meetup in your area, by all means, reach out to us at 703-791-1701. That's voicemail and WhatsApp. Or you can just drop us an email at pfdauthors@gmail.com. You can also drop us a comment at the accompanying blog post with this podcast at podcastingfordummies.com. That's the official website of the Podcasting for Dummies, third edition, now available in stores everywhere and online. And then, of course, you can find us on social media, Podcasting for Dummies on Facebook, PFD Authors on Twitter and Instagram. And remember, folks, the Podcasting for Dummies companion podcast is protected by a non-commercial, no derivative, share alike United States 3.0 license. You can find out more about that license at creativecommons.org. So I'm T. Morris.
And I'm Chuck Tomasi.
Thanks for listening, everybody. Pod on.